I saw a bunch of guys fighting and guys who stepped up, guys who gained confidence in each other and this team, and we all wanted to play, and it just wasn't enough time for us to keep fighting hard.
How do you stay locked in mentally this week? Obviously, it's not the number two team in the country, but obviously an important game for you.
I feel like we're taught that our opponent is faceless, so we go in the game just how we would do any other game, practice the same way, and we'll get the same results, hopefully better than last week, but in terms of the process, it'll be the same.
Some of the guys have talked about maybe this is a week to fine-tune, to fix things offensively. What are something you want to improve maybe this week, you know, in preparation maybe for
personally?
Alabama?
Personally?
Yeah, or in, as a team, as an offensive unit, too.
We had some opportunities in the red zone. We could have converted on and capitalized on. We drove the ball good, but I felt like we got to kind of convert more in the red zone. So we'll work on that in practice. But I felt like we made a big step in confidence and finding out who we are and as an offense, as a team.
What's the future look like at the wide receiver after what we saw on Saturday?
We saw a glimpse of it. Like, we have some guys, a lot of guys who can make plays. And we have even more guys to make plays. It just took one game like this for guys to step up and see what they're capable of. And, yeah.
Have you noticed something a little bit different in that room after that, especially but after you have a situation like that with believability and everything?
Yeah, just like I said, confidence and just knowing what you're capable of, knowing that, like, why not us? You know, like, we can be the best receiving coordination, which I believe we are. And people saw that against Clemson.
How about your quarterback?
He
great
did
night for him, man.
Yeah, amazing job. Thanks to the O-line and, you know, for the help of Coach Jimbo and Coach Dickey. But Kellen played his butt off. He played his butt off, and I'm proud of him, man. He's worked hard in practice in the offseason, and I'm proud of him.
You knew he could do that all along, or is that something you just kind of alluded to? Maybe he needed that to say, okay, you know, I'm a damn quarterback too.
He's a very confident guy. He might not seem like it because he doesn't have a lot of emotion on the field, but he's very confident in himself, and it just took, like I said, this one game just to show everybody what he's capable of and to just show the world what he can do, yeah.
He's got this late life in games. He even had it last year when he was trying to figure things. The fourth quarters were usually his best quarters, and obviously we saw that with 200 yards in the fourth. Did that go back to IMG? Have you noticed that for a long time?
He's very competitive on everything he does, you know, no matter if it's like getting somewhere, like who's first to get there. I'm his roommate, so like we always compete in everything we do. But I feel like he's just a very strong-minded person. Like, you know, we saw him go down in the game and get back up. He'll do whatever it takes for the team to win the game, and that's kind of what carried over until fourth quarter.
What was your impression of him the first time you met him up at IMG?
I met him before IMG, okay. But he was, at first, he was a quiet guy because you don't hear him talk until you're really, really close to him. He's a quiet guy. Well, he was a quiet guy. And then he's a very smart, intelligent guy. He's kind of laid back. You would never know until you talk to him, but he's very smart and has a bunch of confidence in what he can do and anything he does.
You said he was a quiet guy. What made him come out of his shell?
Seeing that he can do what he does on a national level, and people can take notice of it and respect him as a guy.
What are some other examples of being competitive in the apartment? You said trying to get somewhere.
Yeah, we always like racing somewhere, getting home first, or like see who can stay up here the latest and watch film the longest, or you know, Fortnite. You play Fortnite a bunch, and you compete in that. But some things just like that just shows he's not able to take in his mind that he's. Can come in second.
Is he a good example of you don't have to be talkative to be a leader?
Exactly, yeah. Some guys lead different, and I feel like his approach of leadership is kind of lead by example, but he's also getting better in the vocal point of it. But I feel like he's just a good guy that everyone comes to and as on a personal level and can hit guys in different ways in terms of leadership.
Javon, you obviously, y'all been friends, so you know him really well. How did he accept, or how did he deal with last year getting demoted and taken off of the start lineup?
For anybody, I think it would be tough, but I think he showed it the best of how it didn't really affect him. He still came to practice, still came to prepare like he was getting in the game always. Even in the apartment, I would ask him, like, you know, you good. He just had a great mindset about it, and I feel like that couldn't have helped him any more for this point right here. Just kind of like never getting complacent and always staying humble and just knowing that, you know, football is a competitive sport. You can get your job taken any day. So he's playing with that on his mind, and it made him a better player this year.
What's your biggest? I know no one game comes down to one single play, but that 2-point conversion was obviously you needed it.
Yeah.
What's the biggest takeaway, Jamon, on that? Just coming up one play short.
Yeah, the biggest takeaway I would say is just early on in the game, just you're just seeing the small opportunities that could have changed the game. We were the first couple drives and the small plays, the small second and third downs we didn't complete on that we worked on in practice, same plays. It's just you just never know which play is going to change the game, so you got to take everyone as serious. So I feel like we got to just focus on the small details and just clean those up in practice.
How's a team of y'all going to be able to, do you think, be able to duplicate that same intensity and same effort week after week in the long season?
Yeah, that's just the way we practice. It just comes back to that. Coach Fisher's not going to accept anything less, and I know us as leaders on the team, we're not going to accept anything less. So we're going to come to practice with the same intensity and same energy every day, no matter who we're playing. And then the game is just a result of the practice, or just a mirror of the practice. It's nothing different.